Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Great to have you along here at KSL News Radio. You know what? I think back on the days when I was still playing the hits, and those were great days, just great days. At KRSP, which is now one of our sister stations here in our Bonneville group. They have their studios just upstairs. I'm great friends with all the guys on KRSP. And then after KRSP, I went to KCPX and spent four just wonderful years at KCPX in kind of the last heyday of Top 40 AM rock and roll radio. And I cannot tell you how often when I was playing the hits, that I was playing music by Glen Campbell.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
So many wonderful songs by Glen Campbell, and I think of the collaboration between certain writers and Glen Campbell. I think of his time when he actually played with the Beach Boys, and just an amazing music icon. Just a legend. And as a matter of fact, here in the state of Utah, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, one of the, if not the, very first major concert in our newly built Salt Palace, back in the day when we had that big round drum, and the Utah Stars and other people, of course, sports, the Golden Eagles hockey. But the concert, I think the very first inaugural concert was Glen Campbell. And just amazing. And then we're all aware that Mr. Campbell has Alzheimer's. And we are honored on the program today to have his wife, Kim, joining us on the line to talk about some of the things. Kim Campbell, and here to talk about Alzheimer's and with the Utah Alzheimer's Association. And Mrs. Campbell, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL, just thinking about your husband and his musical legacy and his imprint on the state of Utah has just brought back a flood of fond memories for me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Tell us a little bit. First of all, let's get an update on Glen Campbell. Many of us were so influenced and just loved his music. How's he doing?
Well, you know, there are different ways of staging Alzheimer's. Some go by the, you know, beginning, middle, and end, and then there's a seven-stage system. So with the seven-stage system, he's in about stage six. So he's very advanced, but he's healthy physically. He's cheerful. He has aphasia, so he's lost most of his ability to communicate verbally.
Mm-hmm.
But he eats well, and he sings. He doesn't really sing with words that makes sense, but he's in tune, and he just, you know, he's so cheerful that brings me a lot of comfort.
In our family, we've had to deal with Alzheimer's on my side with my grandmother Wright, and on my wife's side with her mother, who passed away about 3.5 years ago. We brought her out here from Missouri, and it is the most heartbreaking disease. Dee's mother, my wife, she was a musician, taught music back in the Missouri school system and in private schools, gave tutoring lessons when it came to music in their home. And, you know, almost to the very end, while you couldn't carry on a cohesive conversation with her and you were doubtful that she knew who you were, she could sit down at the piano and play beautifully. It used to just almost, on one hand, it gave you great comfort. On the other hand, it almost unnerved you.
Yeah, it's astounding, really. Music seems to last the longest. I know even when Glenn had lost most of his language, he could still play guitar. Sadly, he can't play guitar today, but he still plays air guitar.
Oh, he does.
And it's really adorable.
Tell us about the new movie that is out, the documentary.
Yeah, well, when we got the diagnosis of Alzheimer's in 2011, we were all set to go out and do this tour to promote a new album that Glenn had just finished called Ghost on the Canvas. And we got that diagnosis, and it was just devastating, you know. So we sat down with his producers and our whole team to decide, you know, what we should do. And the doctor said, you know, if he's still enjoying making music and he's still able to do it and wants to, he should, because music is really good for, you know, your brain. It uses all the different regions of your brain at the same time. So, you know, we said, well, Glenn, you know, what's going to happen if you mess up, or, you know, get the lyrics, of course we had a teleprompter, or you repeat the same song, or, you know, something happens because of the Alzheimer's. And he just said, I'll just tell him I got Alzheimer's. And so it was his decision to, you know, to go public with the diagnosis. And then his producer, Jillian Raymond, was friends with James Keach, who did the movie Walk the Line about Johnny Cash. And he convinced James to go out and film Glenn's farewell tour after going public with the diagnosis, and that turned into this documentary, Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me. And it really was an incredible thing for my husband to do, because, you know, he opened up a national conversation about Alzheimer's, and he invited the world to come along with him on his journey and to see, you know, him coping with this disease and the whole family coping with it. I tell people all the time that Alzheimer's is a disease that affects the entire family.
Yeah.
And it is devastating. It's heartbreaking. But, you know, I think in the film, you know, people will find that it's encouraging, it's uplifting, it's positive. We use humor to cope with, you know, the issues that would arise with Alzheimer's. And you just have to take it one day at a time and make the best out of every day. And the film was, you know, it was the best reviewed film of 2014. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. So you can't do better than that.
You know what?
We're doing a couple screenings there in Utah this on Thursday. So I hope people will come out and see the film if they haven't seen it already. And I think we're going to do a Q&A after and everything, so it's going to be fun.
I am so looking forward to that. Ronnie Daniel will join us, the executive director of the Utah Alzheimer's Association, and we'll give some of the specifics and the details. And
oh, good.
You know what?
Good.
What your husband, what Glenn Campbell was going through, was comforting for us in our family, because we were going through some of the things with Dee's mother, and there's something about having somebody to share the experience with. I hate the term misery loves company, but there is some comfort in knowing that you're not the only person on the planet going through this, that your loved one isn't the only person experiencing this. And I so admired the way President Ronald Reagan handled this too, when it was to the point where he realized that perhaps not in the not too far distant future, he wouldn't be able to lucidly communicate with the American people. And he wrote that poignant farewell letter to the American people and made it known that he too was dealing with this. Having people like Glenn Campbell, having President Reagan share this experience, tragic experience, with us, there is some comfort and some courage, I believe, in doing that.
Yeah, it is devastating for the family. Glenn, you know, was nominated for an Oscar for the song he wrote for the film, I'm Not Gonna Miss You. I think the message of that film, he also won a Grammy for that song, by the way, bragging on my husband. But anyway, the message of that song is, you know, you get to a certain point with Alzheimer's, and he's unaware now of what's happening to him, and he doesn't miss me, but it's the caregivers who are left behind and you know, bearing the financial, emotional, psychological hardship and tragedy. So I started a blog and lifestyle guide called careliving.org to encourage caregivers to take care of themselves while they're caring for the ones they love. Because a lot of times caregivers neglect themselves, they end up becoming the second victim of the disease, and 60% of caregivers suffer clinical depression. So, you know, we have to keep a positive outlook as caregivers, and we have to make the best out of every day and cherish every moment that we have and just you know, look on the bright side if there is one.
I so appreciate you joining us today. It truly is an honor. I never had the opportunity of interviewing your husband, Glenn Campbell, but I've been a fan of his for, well, as long as I can remember, even going back to the Beach Boy era. And I hope in whatever way is possible, you'll convey our love and our appreciation to him for his gifts, for his talents that he shared with us, and our love for you and your family, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Kim Campbell has been our guest, wife of Glenn Campbell. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the movie. We're going to be talking about opportunities for you to experience the movie and participate. The executive director of the Utah Alzheimer's Association will be joining us coming up in just a few moments here at KSL News Radio. Little Glenn Campbell here as we go into our break.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line.